So this morning, I want to start with what Peter wished he'd said. You hear about Peter this morning. It often resonated certainly with me this week. Peter said, "I'm a fisherman, Lord. I'm not a mountain climber. I know sunburn, not radiance. I know the fog of the sea, not heavenly mists. I know the seagull's call, but not mysterious voices. I know my yesterdays, not my future days. But I also know you, Jesus, and you I will follow back down the mountain to Jerusalem, to an upper room, to a midnight garden, to a cross." This morning I'm going to talk about a term called liminal space. And it's the space between what was and the next. It's a place of transition, a season of waiting, and a season of waiting and not knowing. Liminal space is where all transformation takes place if we learn to wait and let it form us. Let it form us. So before we hear the word read and proclaimed, let us go to God in prayer together. We'll ask you say the prayer of illumination as printed in your bulletins together. God, our light, make us attentive to your word as to a lamp shining in a dark place,
as seeing your truth, we may live faithful lives until that great day dawns and the morning star rises in our hearts.
Amen. This morning's gospel lesson is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. This starts on page 1524 in your pew Bible if you'd like to follow along. Transfiguration. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as the light. And just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." And while he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, with him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Liminal space. Seems like prime territory for holy transformations. This gospel lesson speaks to us, speaks to disorientation, unfamiliar location, limited vision, even perhaps fatigue, from the climb up that mountain. And this all breaks down our normal perceptions and obliviousness. Hopefully enough to open us to the voice of God and the instructions that come with it. And remember, Moses was enveloped in the cloud, away from his routine and community for 40 days and 40 nights. And Peter, James, and John are led up that high mountain by themselves. And the writer of Matthew tells us, and it's interesting in the Gospel of Mark, the adjective apart is added as if to emphasize the isolation and out of the ordinariness of this hike. Something big, otherworldly, pivotal is about to happen, and in order to perceive it, even partially, ordinary human beings, we ordinary human beings, need to be jolted out of our comfort zones. And in the Gospel of Luke's account, where it says, and remain awake. Wake up. Listen. Where is Jesus leading us? Apart and away from our normal places and tasks, in order that we might see his transfigured divine identity and listen to him. Maybe it's not a physical climb up a mountain, but perhaps a metaphorical clearing of mental space where we could be intentionally open to the word of the Lord to us. What liminal, uncomfortable, unfamiliar territory are we being called to traverse in order to hear the voice of God? Recognize the Son of Man and reorient our lives to better reflect God's instructions from the law and the prophets and the Messiah. I mean, if you think about it, it might not take much movement to make us extraordinarily uncomfortable, out of control, if you will. The highest mountain we may have to climb is the mountain of fear or anger and distrust that may be in our midst. Now, I will, in the spirit of true confession, friends, confess that there are times when I turn it off and I tune it out. Tune it out because of my inability to just stomach the discomfort of being called out for my privilege. And these blind spots prevent me from listening, hearing Jesus Christ. I mean, I put my fingers in my ears and I yell, but I'm a good person. I'm like an ideological Goldilocks. I don't want to be challenged on either side of my just right comfort zone. Further, I want to be with people who affirm my assessments of what is just right is. We reside in like-minded territories on the hillside rather than follow Jesus together up the mountain in order to upend our assumptions and listen for and hear the voice of God. I'm speaking to the guy in the mirror. So I asked myself this question. What if we disciples of Jesus in our small groups went where Jesus told us to go, apart by ourselves and remained awake enough, open enough, alert enough, uncomfortable enough to be overwhelmed with the power of God, laid bare by God's word, rightly terrified by God's glory in the face of our failings and our misunderstandings about who Jesus is and who God is and who others are and who we are? Could our assumptions be transfigured right along with Jesus? Our impulses to fix and build and take charge and remain unchanged, would they be corrected by Christ? Our understanding of the Word, the world, and the law, and the prophets, and Jesus, could they be exploded and reconfigured? If we don't find ourselves flattened by the glory and presence and power and the voice of the Most High from time to time, then perhaps we need to look around and see if we're following Jesus up the mountain, or if instead we are hunkered down in the valleys of our own contentment. And while Jesus' yoke is easy and his burden is light, his call to comfort, his call is not to comfort, but rather to redemption and reconciliation by way of the cross. I believe Jesus is calling us to follow him up the treacherous mountains that divide us and keep us from following God's will and listening to God's beloved Son. These mountains have different terrain in different places. For some, the mountain to be climbed in order to be enveloped in the cloud of God's costly grace might be right in our sanctuary, or around our session table. For others of us, the mountain to be hiked is in our neighborhoods, where only a few can afford decent housing, and not every child has access to a good education or even healthy foods. And for all of us, there's this daunting climb that must be made if we're ever going to hear and heed Jesus' commandment to love one another, to pray for our enemies, and to forgive as we have been forgiven. The temptation to remain where we are or to hunker down when we reach the summit is almost irresistibly strong. Liminal space, that's unsettling. It's unsettling. The voice of God is frightening. And witnessing transfiguration and submitting to the transformation of us, it requires would be paralyzing. If it weren't for the touch and the assurance and the presence of Christ, not only at the top of the mountain, but along the way, and even through the valley of the shadow of death. No matter the mountain, its terrain, its scope, its height, its hazards, Jesus is our guide. Jesus, the beloved Son of God, with whom God is well pleased, will instruct us and never abandon us. We have been given not only the gift of the law and the prophets for our instruction, but the Word made flesh, the Messiah, the one who not only tells us what God wants for creation, but shows us and makes it possible. Possible. So what does that mean for us today, friends? Oh, well, sounds good, Ed. All right, I'm with you. But what does that mean for us? I think it means this. Don't be afraid. Follow Jesus up whatever mountain he leads you to climb. And here's the hope. Know that the challenge and the discomfort may be disorienting, it may be confusing, but that soon you will be surrounded by the sheer presence of God. And allow the power of God to knock you off your feet so that Jesus can help you get up again. And listen to him. And then head back down the mountain in order to share this with others, this upending story of glory and goodness and belovedness that you've witnessed and that you experience every day. Every day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And amen.